All right, next patient we're going to do this is going to be Walter Bryant. Walter Bryant. Date of birth is 8-4-52. He's a 72-year-old gentleman who resides with a friend. He is single. He's a heavy smoker, doesn't drink alcohol. He has no children. He's an accountant by occupation, period. His medical issues include positive HIV, back pain, knee pain, DJD. His CD4 count is not available to me, but will be available shortly after I make a phone call to his HIV clinic. Review of system, he's been complaining of shortness of breath, increased confusion, weight loss, decreased appetite, and not feeling well, along with history of chronic pain with back pain, knee pain, and arthritis. Patient also has lost weight, as I mentioned, and is having a hard time ovulating. Surgical history, none. Family history, mom died of cancer, dad died of liver disease. COVID immunizations up to date. Medication includes Discovi, D-I-S-C-O-V-I-E, TDK, Norco 10325. Patient was under care of Thomas Street HIV Clinic, that's T-H-O-M-A-S Street, and has switched to Dr. Joseph, J-O-S-E-P-H. Last name is G-O-T-H-I, whom his records have been asked and they're pending at this time. He's alert, he's awake, review of system as above, an exam, his blood pressure is 130 over 70, pulse is 95, respiration is 18, O2 side 98%. Here we have a 72-year-old gentleman with positive HIV, CD4 count is not available. He's seeking help because of weight loss, weakness, shortness of breath, knee pain, back pain, and change in mental status and decreased mentation, as is evident by his, as it's been reported by his roommate, period. In the paragraph, I will obtain the CT4 count to find out exactly what stage HIV, what is going on with this. With his immune status, and we'll decide on what kind of care he would qualify at that time. Thank you.